The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, says rich and poor countries must change their economic policies to stimulate growth and prevent a resurgence of the problems that caused the recent financial crisis. In its annual Trade and Development report released today, UNCTAD calls on governments in industrialized countries to boost spending on social support systems, skills training and job creation, as well as on projects such as roads and schools. Increasing government expenditure, the agency's economists contend, will have a knock-on effect on the private sector, cause firms to invest more, and give people more confidence in their households' ability to spend. Richard Kozul-Wright is the director of UNCTAD's Division on Globalization and Development Strategies.
I think for us, a world of happy bankers, footloose corporations, and stressed-out households is a world that can be neither sustainable or inclusive. And if we continue with the kinds of policies that we've seen, particularly in the advanced countries over the last few years, then that is the world that will continue. And it's a world that will produce booms and busts. It's a world that will be very vulnerable to financial crises on the scale that we saw in 2008 and 2009. And in that world, the people that lose out the most tend to be the most vulnerable.
The UN Conference on Trade and Development is also advocating more international action to stop big corporations declaring their profits in countries with low taxes and indicating less revenue in countries with high taxation. According to UNCTAD, this tax manipulation and the use of tax havens by wealthy individuals cost trillions of dollars. Addressing the problem, the organization says, could earn developing countries much more than they receive in aid from wealthy nations. Yvette Morris, United Nations, Geneva.